This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, Father Tom and Anthony today, proclaiming the Word of God. Today, the Word of God comes from Isaiah. Listen to me. That's something that you have to hear. Listen to me. Listen. If you don't listen, you're not going to get it. And you know, we're good talkers, including myself, and we're not good listeners. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you peoples from far away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God." I have labored in vain. Have you ever felt that? I have. It's a lie, but I felt it. The devil comes, says, "You've labored in vain. You've not reached anyone. You've not told people the truth." Oh, he's such a liar. Anyone who preaches the gospel, not laboring in vain, because the gospel does its own work. It brings people to the Lord Jesus. We've been preaching the gospel on radio, by grace, for 41 years. I have no idea who God touched. I knew a couple of people, but I have no idea who tunes in at 11:30. I used to tune in at 11 o'clock many years ago to listen to Catherine Kuhlman. She had no idea that I was doing that, but I waited for her word because it was the word of God. And I put my life on the power of God's word that she was speaking. Today, God has a word for you. It might be a simple word, but a word that sets you free. You need to listen today to hear God's word to you. You need to listen and also to obey. Not obey me, not obey Anthony, but obey the Lord. Obedience comes from the word to listen to. Let us hear God's word. He made me a nourished, a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant." Oh, thank you, God. That's all I ever want to be, is your servant. That's all I ever be. I'm not striving to be anything else but the servant of God on this earth while I am still alive. Are you the servant of God? Or are you looking to be served? It's time to change by the grace of Jesus in the heart. No more do I look. I need to be changed by the word of God and the Holy Spirit.
Are we living our lives asking, "What can Jesus do for me?" Or are we waking up and saying, "Today, what can I do for the Lord Jesus Christ?" Father, the word says not only are you a servant of God, but you are a polished arrow. What does an arrow do? An arrow, we are weapons in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ to destroy the works of the enemy, to bring people into the kingdom of light, to establish the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. You see, if it's not happening in heaven, I'm not tolerating it upon earth. If it's not happening in heaven, I'm not tolerating it upon earth. Father, before we forget, we need to remember to invite everyone. Where are we inviting them to?
Oh, a conference in the power of the Holy Spirit. The School of the Holy Spirit. It's in July. Are you coming? I know it's only May, But you know, you need to make reservations in your mind because things come up. We're going to be there for a whole week proclaiming the gospel of Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. And when you do things like that, when we do things like that, God shows up and does what only God can do. I believe it, I've seen it, and it works. A whole week dedicated to Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit.
When I showed up, I may have been Catholic, but I didn't know the Lord. I was very far off. My best friend, who is now a monk, Brother Theophilus, who was then a seminarian, invited me to come. He said, just come and see, the Lord is good. He had been working in Wall Street and was addicted to cocaine and girls and lots of bad stuff. But Jesus came and met him on the street, and he was baptized in the Holy Spirit by evangelical preachers on the street. And then he went to a mass and Jesus revealed himself in the Eucharist. And he said, this is me, truly body, blood, soul, and divinity, and called him into the priesthood. But when I came to the school of the Holy Spirit, you know what I saw for the first time in my life?
What?
People. Happy Catholics, happy Christians, people who were fully alive in the power of God. They were running up and down the aisles, waving flags, praying in tongues, singing the praises of God. And I said, this is what I've been looking for my whole life. People who are fully alive in the inheritance that God destined for them for the foundation of the world. And Tyler Johnson, he was there 7 years ago. And guess what? He's coming back this year. And guess what he was preaching on? Raising the dead. Raising the dead. I said, I think I missed this lesson in religion class at Catholic school. No one ever told me they were chasing the ambulance going into the morgue and praying that Jesus would raise the people from the dead. And he prayed and he prayed. And guess what eventually happened? Someone was raised from the dead in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus said, everything that I will do, you will do in greater than these. You see, Jesus said raising the dead is just an elementary principle. We need to move on to the greater things. In the book of John, it says, as Jesus is in the world, so are you. And he was talking not only, he was talking about the resurrected Jesus. Jesus ascended from heaven to earth. Jesus was a multidimensional being. Jesus bilocated his soul. You see, we don't know who we are in Christ. We can't even begin to fathom the plans that God has for us. We are so limited in our thinking, therefore we are limited in our capacity. If you are limited in your thinking, you are limited in your capacity, because God can only give you what you have the faith to receive. So Jesus wants you to come to school the Holy Spirit. Not only be saved, but come into the fullness of the destiny that God created you to walk in before the foundation of the world. You see, Jesus paid far too great a price for you to not to walk in the fullness of what God created you to be, to walk fully alive. When God created man, when he created Adam, God did not create Adam for earth. He created for heaven, not to be sick, not to be fearful, not to be depressed, but to live in divine union with the Lord every moment of his life and walk in the power of God. You know, we are redeemed by the Jesus Christ, but now it's time to be sanctified. The completion of the Our Father prayer on earth as it is in heaven, that Jesus wants you to be a conduit between heaven and earth, that when someone comes and meets you, they're meeting a new dimension. They're meeting heaven upon earth, because when you come into a room, so does healing, so does miracles, so does all the holy angels of God. So you need to come and get activated. The School of the Holy Spirit, it's being held July 20th to July 26th. I'm going to be there. Father's going to be there. Maria Vadia, Patricia King, Tyler Johnson, great men and women of God who want to release something upon you. If you want, go to daysofglory.org, or you can call Yvonne Murray, 520-414-8129. Call Yvonne, 520-414-8129. 8129. All right, everyone, get your pens. Get your pen. We're going to do it one more time. So even if you don't have it right now, the Holy Spirit's going to tell you to call her tomorrow. 520-414-8129. Just come and see that the Lord is good. Go to daysofglory.org. You see, I wouldn't be preaching to you right now. I might not even be alive if I didn't walk into Holy Rosary that day. But now it's at Anna Maria College. Father's going back to college, back to the dorms. You got to eat. I came there thinking I was going to fast, but I don't know what they're cooking there. They're cooking with love. They're cooking with the Holy Spirit, because the food they have there wasn't the food I was eating at Arizona State. It is absolutely delicious. We get to eat three meals a day. We get to live in the dorms. We get night sessions, and we get to be with the people of God. There's adoration throughout the day. And, you know, there's not many places you can go back to college with Father eating three meals a day with St. Thomas Aquinas.
You know, as we do these experiences, the greatest thing that happens, people's lives get changed. Oh, yes, people who know the Lord, who have fallen away, not from the Lord, but are in a slump. Things happen through the power of the Word of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit. We've been doing these things for a long time. We invite people. God sends the people. I remember my friend from near Washington, D.C., who heard us talk about one of the retreats that we had. And he came to Boston to come to that retreat all the way from Washington, D.C. We're at Washington, D.C. Maybe the president listens to us. I have no idea. We just pay our bills. We have no idea who is listening at Washington, D.C.
All we can do is invite you. It's up to you to come.
And God wants to do something, not only through us, but through you. That's the whole thing. It's not about us. It's about what God wants to do in you through the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember the day of Pentecost. Peter said, "These men are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning." It's what the prophet Joel said. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. These are the last days. They started at Calvary. Yeah. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That's what the church needs more than anything. Me too.
Paul said, if I'm out of my mind, it's because of God. If I'm in my right mind, it's for your benefit. But if we're out of our mind, blame the Lord.
Amen. Things happen when you give yourself to Jesus Christ.
You let go.
Things happen when the Holy Spirit is in control. Things happen. You know, many people in the church leadership, many people say, I have a 5-year plan. Well, you know what? I don't have any plan.
Not even five minutes.
Amen. Not even 5 minutes. I wait for the coming of the Spirit as I preach the Word of God. I have no plan. He is my plan, and he plans my day. He plans the radio program. He plans my life. I don't know what's going to happen. Last night, we were at a restaurant by the ocean. Oh, it was wonderful. I had fried shrimp. Probably I shouldn't have been eating them, but they were great. And we just prayed with the owner of this restaurant, and we prayed with the waitress that the Lord Jesus will heal her and bless her. Oh, yes. On Saturday, we're going to the restaurant where Anthony works.
Antico Forno.
North part of Boston, North End. Antico Forno.
Father comes in and lights the place up. He starts laying hands on anyone he can get his hands on.
So we're going tomorrow by the grace of God. People say, what happens at Antico Forno? I tell you, more than beer, more than Italian food, more than anything else. God happens. Things begin to happen. Oh, yes, God wants things to happen through your ministry, through your life. He's not satisfied with things not happening. You need to be a conduit of the power of God. You need to be a person who lays hands on the sick and sees them getting well. That's you need to do that. Not only me, not only Anthony, not only Alexandra. You. But you see, if you don't get the power by the baptism of the Spirit, nothing ever happens. I thank God for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit and power. I tell you, I was baptized with the Holy Spirit in 1968. Jesus baptized me, nobody else. And people say to me, Father Tom, you baptized me in the Holy Spirit. I said, no. I can't do that. That Jesus does that. The Lord Jesus Christ baptizes in the Holy Spirit. And what is the baptism of the Holy Spirit? It's living out what happened at baptism and confirmation. It's being living Pentecost. Pentecost. Acts 2, watching people to be saved, to be healed, to be blessed, to be delivered. Oh, that's what it's all about. It's not about just coming to a church meeting. It's about salvation. It's about dedication. It's about renewal. It's about being changed. It's about being healed. It's about knowing Jesus, not knowing about him, knowing him personally as your Lord, as your Savior, as your King.
And the King has a word for us today. Two words. The word is wake up. The Lord needs us to wake up. Wake up to who you are in Christ. On the cross, Jesus said, it is finished. Go and have power. Go and have dominion. I give you the keys to the kingdom. I give you the Holy Spirit. I give you everything you need to fulfill the plans and purposes why I have put you upon this earth. For you are on this earth on assignment. You are here on assignment. You're not here to languish and meditate. You're here to prosper. You're here to take authority. You're here to release the kingdom of God. But it only happens when you know who you are in Christ. The Bible says you are joint heirs with Christ. We are co-creators with the divinity. We're not waiting on the Lord because he has done it all for you, for me. And we are only justified. We are only made righteous. We only please the word, the Lord, by faith. It takes faith to pray. It takes faith to give. It takes faith to walk in the word of God, in the power of God. It takes faith to not, if it's not happening in heaven, not to tolerate it on the earth. You see, Satan has corrupted all the systems of this earth. But Jesus Christ has given back our dominion. We want to take dominion over the financial system. We want to take dominion over the health system. We want to take dominion over our lives, over our family, and release the victory of Christ. You see, you can only release what God has put into you. But for God to put in everything into you, you need to become nothing. See, there's a new way of holiness upon this earth. Before, it was all these holy human actions. Right now, it's to become nothing so God can give you everything. It's to become nothing so God can give you everything. If I said, you know, I'm Anthony, I'm a great worker, and I'm a great athlete, and I'm a great evangelist. You see, God can only work through those means. But the moment I humble myself and I say, here I am, Lord, I've come to do your will. I am Anthony, and I am absolutely nothing. It is upon that moment that the Lord can fill me with everything. Amen. The Lord needs us to die to ourselves so we can live for Jesus Christ. When God created Adam, he created man for freedom. He didn't create man to be sick, depressed, in lack, in fear, to be small. You are greater than you could ever ask, think, or imagine. But we gotta release that victory. You see, God doesn't see you as you are today. God sees you in the fullness that He created you to be before the foundation of the world. It is time today that me and you wake up and we go and we do something for the Lord. You see, I'm going to work because the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. And the Lord is sanctifying me through my workplace. Now, while I might be there serving pasta, I'm really there to relay the kingdom of God to everyone I come across. See, they are all captive audience. If they want it, if they want their sangria, if they want their pasta, if they want their salt and boca, guess what? They need to hear about Jesus first. They need to go through the King of Kings and hear the love of God relayed to them, to hear the peace of God relayed to them, to know that they are loved with an eternal love. You know, preach the word of God and use words if necessary. Sometimes I just may let the presence of God just come and overshadow them and just tell them Jesus loves you at the end of it. And they'll know, why does this man have so much peace, so much joy in his heart? And it can only be one thing, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we want to preach only God's word is, but St. Paul said, with power. Today, God wants you to surrender so He can put His power within you.
So tomorrow, by the grace of God, that's Saturday, we'll be at Antico Forno, and we will be ordering wonderful food. But more than food, we go there as ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I like that.
One person that comes to me is enough. That's lost and now saved by the grace of God.
What's the best part of being lost?
The best part of being lost is being found. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Being found. Have you been found by the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you been found in the midst of all your trials and even in the midst of your sin? Have you been found? Well, if you have, Jesus says, here I am. I give you my life. Take it. Take my life. I say, take it. I want to work through you. I want to bless you. I want to see great things happen through you. Take my life, Lord Jesus. That's what I said in 1968. I said to Him, you can have my life. No one ever told me to say that. It was the Holy Spirit. You can have my life. And you want to know what? He took it. He took it. Whatever you're going through, Jesus wants you to have His life in you. The life of Jesus is the wonderful Holy Spirit. Many people don't know the power of the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, there are no sacraments. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no word of God. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no conviction of sin. Without the Holy Spirit, there's nothing. Why are people afraid of the Holy Spirit? I'm going to tell you why. Because He wants to be the one to lead us. And people want to be control freaks. And it just, nothing happens. Holy Spirit, lead me. Holy Spirit, do in me and through me what Jesus did when He walked the earth. Holy Spirit, I often say this, lead just one person to me today so that I can pray with them, so that I can tell them of the love of God in Christ Jesus. One person would be enough, Lord God. Just one person. God has plans for you, and you need to say, aye, aye, sir. I accept these plans. I don't know what they are, but I accept these plans when I accept you. Take control of my life. 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 When He has your life, then things begin to happen. Miracles begin to happen. The power of God begins to happen. Jesus wants to have your life today. Give Him your life. even through your tears. Give him your life. Say, here I am, Lord. I don't know what to say, but I'm here for you. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Use me. Bless me. Call me forth. May I be a person who reaches out to people that they may come to know Christ Jesus in the power of his death and resurrection. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. I want to be blessed. I want to be used. When you stop using me, take me to heaven. When you stop using me, take me to heaven. And then you'll be using me again from heaven, from heaven, from heaven.
For all of eternity, you're going to be serving Jesus Christ. And being saved doesn't mean heaven starts when you die. Heaven starts the moment you give your life to Jesus Christ, when you are rejoined to the divine life of the Trinity.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.